Welcome to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey.
Built by Par Lumber. Go where the builders go.
When it comes to big or small projects around the home, Tony and Corey have the know-how and the answers to make your life just a bit easier. Here they are, the hosts of Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show. Thanks for staying tuned through the break. We've been talking, we are on location at the Bend Spring Home and Garden Show in Bend, Oregon, at the something Deschutes County Fairground.
The Deschutes County Fairground,
maybe? Okay. Yeah, at the Expo Center. And we've been talking about, you know, what is on everybody's mind right now, really.
Building a deck.
Building decks and decking products and what types of things, how to make those decisions about what you want to use to build your deck. What's going to be most resaleable? What's going to be most valuable? How does it improve the quality of your life and all of those things? So along those lines, with all of that we've been doing, we have a representative that's been on our show several times right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Corey's giving me the signal. Did you hear that when he was mouthing me? He's giving me the signal that Todd Brenton is on the phone. Todd
hey
Brenton,
guys.
Are you?
How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. It's great to hear your voice. This is Todd Brenton with Brenton's Outdoor Adventures. And you said we were going to talk about turkey hunting today.
We were going to talk about turkey hunting.
We were going to talk about?
We are where we're at. I was kind of interested in your guys' deck conversation. I was trying to see that I put Trex on my house and if that was a good decision or not.
I think
it was a fine decision.
I love it. I think it's absolutely great. But getting back to turkey hunting, I've got a derby that we're doing today for Guide Dogs of America. I got a bunch of boats out on the water, and some guys are doing catch and release sturgeon fishing, and we are salmon fishing in the derby, and we're not doing too well. We haven't had a bite. We've got four smolts. I got some great people in the boat, but we haven't caught anything, but we're getting sunburned with 80-degree weather out here and just kind of enjoying it and bouncing around.
Beautiful.
That is a rare story from you, Todd. Honestly,
It's been a tough day. We're just the salmon fishing kind of slowed down in the upper river. With this warmer weather, the water temperature kind of starts to rise. And right now we're at about 57, 58 degrees. And when it starts to get to around 60, those fish that are cold water salmon start feeling like summer's coming on early. And they just don't like it. They want to get to their tributaries where the water's a little bit cooler. And they kind of shot up on us. So it's actually in the lower river, down by the Multnomah Channel in an area where they call Scapoose Bay and an area that's called Coon Island down there. It's been fairly consistent fishing, but it hasn't even been that great. It's been two or three a day on the salmon side of it. But on the sturgeon side of it, the guys that are in the tournament here, some of them have caught 20 or 30 fish today and are having fun. But our guests today decided to salmon fish. So that's what we're doing.
Wow. 20 to 30 fish. I'm jealous.
So there's a bunch of sturgeon around. The sturgeon fishing is really, really good right now. But we wanted to catch a salmon because we wanted to try to barbecue one on our new deck in this good weather today.
Hey, the only thing you need for that deck is a Traeger.
I have a Traeger.
Oh, there you go. You're all set.
Yeah.
No, the only thing he needs for that deck and that Traeger is a salmon.
Yeah, I thought we needed a salmon. That's what we're looking for. And we get down here about 12:30, and then we go back to the River Place Hotel where we have the banquet. And there's been quite a lot of people that have donated some good things to this project. And basically, it's seeing eye dogs for the blind is what we do. They raise dogs for people that can't afford them, and give a family an opportunity to have a new lifestyle. So that's what we're out representing today, and that's what we're doing. And we're having a good time doing it, even if we're not catching fish.
There you go. How does somebody get involved in that? How does if somebody felt like they wanted to donate?
Basically, what they could do is get a hold of me at brentonsoutdooradventures.com, and we can send them a donation form and send it out to them, and they can turn around, and we can get in touch with the Guide Dogs Committee and get the prize or the donation sent through, and it'll go towards the derby. We've got 18 guide boats in the derby today and several private boats that are out there, and last year, what we raised, Stacy, last year, like $14,000, about $14,000 for guide dogs on a one-day event that we did here in the Portland area. So,
wow, that's awesome.
Sounds like a great cause.
It is a great cause.
Yep.
Thank you again, Todd, so much for being on the radio. We always love to hear what's going on out there. Hopefully you guys will get your hooks into a big old salmon and be able to put it on your Traeger tonight.
Yep, that would be perfect for these guys, and I appreciate it. And we'll touch back with you guys next weekend and go through something else.
All right, buddy. Talk
great.
To you then.
Thanks, Todd.
Right.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Cinco de Mayo, guys. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, that reminds me. Tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco
de Mayo.
De Mayo.
Do you know what today is?
Cuadro de Mayo.
No, it's Star Wars Day.
Oh, that's right. It's May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh.
Whop, whop.
So we finished up with Todd Brenton. I just have to mention, make a comment. It is very rare that we talk to Todd Brenton and he is not telling us about what he's got in the boat,
right,
what he's had in the boat, or what he's got on the end of his hook at that very moment and is trying to drag into the boat. That's most commonly what we hear, so it sounds like they're having a tough day today. But you know what? Every day can't be your day, right? May the 4th be with you.
I love it, Sean.
I think May the 4th is with Corey today.
Love Star Wars.
Just for you guys.
And so now we have a new guest. So we were just before we were got on the phone with Todd Brenton, we were introducing Peter Slade with TimberTech Decking Products.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah.
Great.
How can you not be? It's a beautiful day in Central Oregon.
Amazing. It's gorgeous. So we had a contractor on earlier who was talking about composite decking. He was talking about composite decking, capstock decking, all plastic decking.
Yeah.
And some of those types of things that he likes to put on people's homes if they're trying to improve the value of their home, right?
Right.
Trying to increase their living
livability.
Livability or their living conditions.
Quality of life.
Right. And trying to decrease the amount of maintenance that they've got to do
right.
on their deck.
Right.
So these products, I mean, I think a lot of people just say, I want plastic decking. That used to be a thing where we'd say, well, you mean composite decking.
Right.
Or, you know what the new one is? TimberTrex.
TimberTrex.
I want that TimberTrex.
We do hear that.
But people just say, you know, I want that stuff that's not wood, right?
Right.
Because
right.
it's so easy to take care of. And they don't realize there's so many different things going on there.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about
okay.
composite decking, right?
Yeah.
Which is the product as it started, as we knew it, what, 1990? 96,
yeah.
96? Yeah. Okay, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And so composite decking, what it was and what it is.
Right.
Capstock composite decking, what it is.
Right.
And all plastic decking, what that is, and how they compare and how TimberTech goes about warranting those types of products.
So, those are good questions.
And
yeah.
go.
we'll see you in a few minutes. We're going to go get something to eat.
Well, you know, what's nice is to have kind of that range of different products because people have different needs. You know, you start with the composite, and that's going to be the least expensive. I think Par Lumber's got our product ReliaBoard for $1.95. That's
yeah.
not that much more than cedar decking is.
Right, at $1.50 or so.
Right, and then you have to remember with composite versus cedar, you're not putting the stains and sealants on it every year to preserve it. So the cost of the composite really ends really when you purchase it, whereas with the wood products, you're maintaining and having additional costs year after year. So that is kind of the entry-level product. We use high-density plastic and wood. So
wow. Okay.
Man,
yeah.
What happened to that segment?
I don't know, but there's a lot more about that to talk about, so don't go away.
I won't.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors. Stay tuned.
Listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned. We're live at the Deschutes County Fairgrounds in Bend, Oregon today. And we've got right in front of us Peter Slade with TimberTech.
Good morning.
Decking.
Yes.
And before the break, I know we got rushed through because those things just go so fast.
Yep.
We were talking about the newest products that you guys have.
Yeah.
And some of the newest technology out there is cap-stocked decking.
Right.
What are the benefits of cap-stock versus just regular old decking? I mean, I think everybody knows the benefits of composite over wood.
Right.
Right? I mean, less maintenance. It's going to last longer than you. But why is it? Why is the switch? Why is everybody switching to?
Yeah, well, as many people kind of may think of the original composite decking as this kind of oatmeal colored product, but now with a capstock, you can get some really, really vivid colors. TimberTech has our Earthwood Evolution series that has some real nice colors. And one of the great things about capstock is, like with TimberTech, you get a fade and stain warranty. So it's really going to stay that color. If you do some entertaining and barbecuing out there, you're not going to get the stains that maybe wood or some of the old composites would get. And that's part of that value proposition for the capstock product. And actually, one of the things that TimberTech's done is we've come out with a product at some pretty good price points. We have a product called Earthwood Evolutions Terrain that at Par Lumber right now is $2.49 a foot, and it's got all the same warranties, the stain and fade, great colors. We have the hidden fasteners available for that product also. So some just it's really nice-looking products. And got to tell you, with the spring we've been having, we're selling a lot, and Par Lumber selling a lot of our product right now.
Oh, yeah. The Terrain, it comes in two colors.
Right.
The gray is called Silver Maple.
Silver Maple, yep.
And Brown Oak. Brown Oak, thank you. Okay. He whispered it to me.
Yeah.
Brown Oak.
You heard it through your headset, did you?
I did. So Brown Oak and Silver Maple. And when you look at those colors, they really do look silvery. The Silver Maple is just like silver grayish color with some black streaks in it.
Right.
It's very cool.
Yeah, yeah. People like the kind of multicolored variegation in it just makes it more realistic. We're always trying to make our product look like wood.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
right.
But so the colors are really good. The stain and fade warranties are great. And there's been kind of a shift in the industry towards that, towards the cap composite products.
Yeah, we heard your competitor, Trex Company, they're eliminating that altogether.
Yeah.
They've discontinued at the end of this year uncapped products.
Right.
So those are, the trend seems to be going that way.
It definitely is. Actually, it's the shift is going pretty strong. And we always think at TimberTech that there's a lot of people that have a lot of different
needs.
Needs, variety that they want. So that we have that cap product that's at a, or we have the, the entry level composite that's really competes with wood. We have the cap that we were just discussing, and then we also have a product called XLM, Extreme Low Maintenance. It's all PVC. It's 100% plastic. It's about 40% less weight than the other composite products. Just was talking to a customer of Par Lumbers that put it on a rooftop type deck. They want it because it's lightweight.
So, oh, wow,
One of the best things I like about that product is it's a Class A fire rating.
Yes, yes.
And it's self-distinguishing. So it's perfect for areas like that have a high risk of fire.
Of fires, exactly. Yeah, no, it's been a great product for a while, and so we just keep all the products out there, and we keep selling them. And it's
did you say self distinguishing? I just want to know if the decking distinguishes itself.
I said self extinguishing.
Okay, all right.
But it does distinguish itself.
It does distinguish itself.
It is distinguishing, but it does self extinguish. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Thank you for catching
me. I'm
going
to go back and listen to that because
you don't have to.
I think you said self distinguishing.
Whatever.
Which is how I would describe you.
You know what I'm saying.
You distinguish yourself.
I have a monocle and a top hat.
Okay, so we've covered three of your primary products.
Yes.
The introductory composite product, which is what we know, the technology that we know, except for here's something important about that. Just because your core product is still your least expensive product, is still your composite product.
Yes.
It has grown since 1996.
Oh, yes.
It's
yes.
called the same thing.
Yes.
It kind of looks the same way. It's a little different. But it's got had a lot of money put into it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If people have this image of composite decking based on something they saw 5 or 10 years ago, the products have changed so much.
Right.
And most of the par stores have beautiful displays that they can come in and look and find the color that's right for them and the style they like and the price point. And that's what's great is there's really a price for everyone on for this type of product.
It's similar in its technology to what you came out with when you came out with it. Early on.
Right.
But it has come so far because, as with anything, when you're a trailblazer, right, when you're a trendsetter, you will come up to in situations where you're like, oh, boy, we kind of messed that up. We got to fix that.
That's right.
And some of those things happen. but you have followed that product since then, still offering it and warrantying it today, but in a much better capacity than, you know, then, because new things come along, new ideas, new technologies and those things.
Well, and when you're on the forefront of that, like TimberTech is,
yep,
you guys are constantly, your research and development, coming out with the newest stuff.
Right, right.
So what is, I know the answer to this, but you guys have come out with this new rail.
Yes.
That I am in love with.
Yes. That's our Evolutions rail. It's kind of a contemporary looking rail, and we have a, you can put stainless steel cable on it, you can put metal balusters on it, composite balusters on it. So, and we've positioned all our railings so you can mix and match and create kind of your own look. And not to mention the deck lights that we've, TimberTech's had around since 2007. They're now all LED now. Get a nice warm glow, nice yellow color, and there's what ends up happening, and really you just don't have to do more than look outside today and know that outdoor living is really a growing lifestyle, certainly in Central Oregon, all over Oregon, and all over the country, really.
Yeah.
And the railings with the lights and the deck, it's not really a deck anymore. It's an outdoor room, and that's what we really like to look at it as at TimberTech.
Right. That's right. And so he touched on lighting, which is very important. TimberTech's got five different types of lighting for their decks. They've got accent lights that go to on the post, post cap lights that are actually in the post cap on the top, in-deck lights that are flush with the deck. You could walk right over top of them. They could be anywhere you want them. Riser lights that light up the stairs to make it safe.
Very important.
And also an under-rail light that sort of illuminates the whole section of rail,
right?
And it's absolutely beautiful. So your deck is not just lit, it lights up your entire outdoor living space and allows you to, and this is my favorite part, it allows you to really host some after dark entertainment. So now that sounds kind of naughty,
that
but
does.
It's really not. You just, at night, you can't normally use your deck unless you've got floods or something out there, right?
Right. Right.
But now you can light up that space, and in the summer when it's dark but still warm out and not raining,
it does offer a sense of
ambience.
Romantic ambience.
No, ambiance.
Ambiance.
So, but that is after dark.
Yes.
Entertainment. Even though that sounds naughty, it's really not.
I guess the way we always like to look at it is with lighting, people are able to use their decks later in the evening and get more hours of enjoyment out of them. And then what they do with those hours is their own choice.
He's so clinical, isn't he? That's awesome. Well, good job, Pete. Politically correct. I love that.
I didn't know how to go to follow up on after hours entertainment or whatever the phrase was.
It really is. When you go and you see these products, you come to a show like this, it's in the Expo Center.
Yes.
You don't really fully understand.
Oh, you're right.
The ambiance that you would get.
Yeah, the ambiance.
When it's in your backyard.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. At night, it's different than...
Believe it or not, we've got to take another break. But we are not done with Pete Slade for TimberTech, so hang in there.
But when we get back, we're going to be talking to Penelope.
Yeah, Penelope and Miller. Organize me, Penelope. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors. Stay tuned.